awfully flicker back to him. Wants to throw. He's got his man beat. Kacher in the end zone. He's going to dive for it. Did he hold on? Yes, sir. Touchdown. A strike.
I'm JT Crabtree, and this is Jag Nation Rewind, presented by Godfather's Pizza. In this feature presentation, relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Today, we go back to the first win versus a ranked opponent for South Alabama football, October 1st, 2016. The Jags were hosting the 19th-ranked San Diego State Aztecs at Ladd Peeble Stadium, a team the Jags had defeated in overtime a year before in California, and a team that hadn't lost since that matchup on September 19th, 2015. At the time, only the Alabama Crimson Tide had a longer winning streak than the Aztecs, a team that featured two future running backs, Donnell Pumphrey and Rashad Penny. South Alabama was coming off a 41-40 overtime win over Nicholls State and were without starting quarterback Dallas Davis and starting running back Xavier Johnson, who were both injured the week prior. Enter Cole Garvin, the Marshall transfer who made his Jaguar debut, throwing for 242 yards and three touchdowns, on his way to earning Sunbelt Conference Offensive Player of the Week and steering the Jags to their first win over a ranked opponent. After a three and out by San Diego State on the opening possession, the Jags would take over at their own 10-yard line.
So here comes the first opportunity, getting his start, Cole Garvin. Injured is Dallas Davis, battling turf toe sophomore, and now a new sophomore in at QB, 6'1", 210 out of Noonan, Georgia. Transfer from Marshall. So that goes against us, and it puts it back at the 10-yard line. From the shotgun, pistol formation, running back behind him. Jags working left to right. No score, 14:07. We played 53 seconds. The give right side, and we fall forward after a huge collision that time, and we run right into the linebacker, Randy Ricks. Ricks, a senior out of Las Vegas, as we run off the right side.
A good ball pursuit. Again, they put six in the box and then typically have five defensive backs back there, and it's almost like you have a coach for the front six and a different coach for the back five, and the back five doesn't necessarily know what the front six is doing, but that front six can cause some havoc.
So it's Tyrese Thomas. Deep now behind Garvin. Wide out split either way with a tight end. We're going to go up the middle this time. Tyrese will protect the football. Holding to the right hand, goes up behind the center. Will get his way out about the 15-yard line. So now the Jags looking at third and five. And on the year, we are 32% on third down conversions. And the win over Nicholls in overtime. The Jags, 8 of 19, 50% on third down. We won that in overtime here at home, 41-40 1 week ago.
But two conservative calls, but again, you got a quarterback that doesn't have any game experience. Now you get a third and manageable here from the 15.
Long snap count, third and five. Live to make the 20. Two-step drop in the shotgun, steps up, caught and then juggled. And that is going to be incomplete. Good defense that time. Working back inside was the safety Malik Smith to knock it away. Looking at the skinny slant at the first down marker. And the Jags now also at a three and out. And we'll have to punt it right back to San Diego State as the Aztecs will put Quest Truxton back standing at the midfield logo.
Well, Cole threw it a little high and a little behind Josh McGee. It would have been an interesting mark even had he caught it.
Corliss Waitman is on to punt for South Alabama. Zink the snapper. He'll step up, heavy rush up the middle. They brought everybody. And now it's going to be roughing the punter. We should get this back as they run into him and annihilate him at the four-yard line. Corliss Waitman was actually injured against San Diego State a year ago, down covering on kickoffs. The punter hops right back up. It was a short kick out of bounds across the way at the 45. But two hankies come out, and this penalty should be against the Aztecs.
That's the key. It's the personal foul variety, not the five-yard variety. So 15 yards and a first down. So despite the fact that we go three and out, the penalty will push them back, give us the ball once again, and again a chance to continue that time of possession battle that we want to win so badly.
So that'll move it out to the 30-yard line. The Jags will maintain possession. So maybe an opportunity here. Yeah. You talked about letting Cole Garvin settle in. It could be slow developing. He's got three under his belt, came to the sideline. Now he gets to hop right back out there by way of penalty.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all experience. And, you know, Cole doesn't have any game experience yet. But let's let him ease into it and see what he can do.
The senior out of Fort Lauderdale, Damian Ayula in. We're going to throw on first down. The quick screen across the way. Everett comes back inside of the hash, runs forward for 5 yards, made one man miss, gained tackled out to our own 35-yard line, throwing left that time, and Cole Garvin gets his first completion of the contest.
And Gerald Everett will come to the sidelines. You know, Gerald's been gimpy most of the season. He's been battered, bruised, made a great catch and a nice run afterwards, but says, hey, I got to come to the sidelines for a second. Hopefully he'll be okay. Messiah Francis will go take his spot.
So now one running back again. Gold Garvin, half back to his left. Deep running back behind him, the pistol. Two wides left, one right. From the far hash, Jags are working left to right on second and five. Deep handoff, running right behind a good block. Dancing at the marker. He'll pick up eight on second and five. The Jags get the first down of the football game on a Dami Ayula run right up the heart of the field.
You talked about the block. It was by Easton Marshall. He was in that H-back position and hit one guy, chucked him, then went about 3 or 4 yards down the field and made a good leveling block. And that allowed Damie to get past the first down marker, and we're moving the chains and keeping that clock going.
Josh McGee is in the game. He's in the slot near side, one of three wideouts, one left here on first and 10. From our own 44, Garvin. Waist-high snap, going to keep it, running left after play action. He's at 50, he's got room, he'll duck his head, he'll pick up 12 and a half. Down to the 43 around left end, Coase Garvin. Wide open around the corner, and he'll gallop to move the sticks again, and now we're in Aztec territory.
And two things. Number one, that gives San Diego State's defense something to think about. They go, they haven't seen this quarterback, obviously, so now they say he's got legs. Number two, gives Cole a little confidence.
He'll work here out of the pistol, waiting for the shotgun snap on first and 10 from their 43. Now stepping up next to him is Ayula. He'll block for him. Garvin lofts one down, far sideline. Come back, this one into the gut, caught! What a miraculous catch by McGee inside the 10. And the Jags are making our 13th trip to the red zone of our opponent, looking for the first score of the game. We are scoreless at 11:03 to go, and they've already restarted the clock. Line of scrimmage is actually at the 12. That's where they say McGee's knee went down. So eyeing the end zone right. An extra running back with the tailback. This is Tyrese Thomas behind Cole Garvin. Two wides left of the wide, narrow side of the field. Far hash, Tyrese up the middle, cut back, dances, stutter step, spins away, puts his hand down, maintains his balance, leads into the end zone. It is a touchdown up the middle, and the Jags have taken the lead on the Aztecs at the 10:38 mark. Tyrese back into the
thanks to the Aztecs roughing of Corliss Waitman, the Jags' Tyrese Thomas was able to cap off an 8-play, 90-yard drive with a touchdown. As South Alabama needed 3:29 off the clock to take a 7-0 lead early in the first. After the teams trade three and outs, and Jaguar punter Brandon McKee could only manage a 20-yard punt, South Alabama goes back on defense, looking to hold on to their 7-point lead with 6.5 left in the first quarter.
Halfback and a tailback working under center. They'll turn and fake, now wanting to throw, loading up. Here's the deep shot, right side, fingertip catch, and he hauled it in. Inside the 15, it is a catch. Getting behind Devon Earl, and that was just a great over-the-shoulder catch that time. Hauled in by, is that Penny coming out of the backfield?
That was Micah Holder.
So that'll put it at the 15-yard line, just outraced and got behind our coverage. We were there kind of in phase, but stretching the arms out for a great catch, put them in the red zone. For them, only the eighth time in the opponent red zone, where they are 6 of 7. 5 of the 6 have been touchdowns for the Aztecs. Again, the straight eye under center. Here is Chapman, the turn, the handoff. Cutting back, Rashad Penny. He'll go in untouched on a great cutback. And he got around Jeremy Reeves, who bit inside. Roman Buchanan trying to give chase. And we're an extra point now from being tied on a 15-yard touchdown run.
Well, that's how quickly things can change, J.D.
Shane punt was the big play.
Well, and then you got the penalties prior to that where we wound up with a third down and 29. So darn near impossible play, backed up by a shanked punt, and now two plays, they're into the end zone.
So a 48-yard touchdown drive, and they got there in a hurry. We know they're a big play, quick strike offense. So on is going to be John Barron, who was 16 of 16 on point after conversions. The holder is Blaine, he'll hold, but first a whistle, and this one has been stopped. The kick was good, but they may have to try this over. They stopped it before the snap, and the flags are right at the interior part of the line where the deep snapper is hovered over the football.
False start. Offense number 77, 5-yard penalty. We'll replay the try.
That is Ryan Pope, a backup offensive lineman out of Long Beach, California. Just kind of wiggled some there and came out of his stance, and that'll back him up, and now the extra point will be 25 yards as they'll eye the uprights to our left. The kick. He dropped it. It is low, and we cover it. So a bad snap. The holder fumbles it. No opportunity for the kicker to approach, and that was the punter, Tanner Blaine. Wasn't a terrible snap all day.
Perhaps some foreshadowing for later in the game, as San Diego State couldn't get the hold down for the extra point, and South Alabama still leads 7-6. Getting the ball back, South Alabama goes to work with 6 minutes left in the first.
Amy Ayula behind him in the pistol. Three wides right from just inside the far hash. First and 10 from our own 25. Looking, pump fake, he's going to throw the slant. Caught! Diving out there is McGee! Good head fake, sold it well was Garvin. Like he was going to throw in the flat to McGee. I'm sorry, to Everett, and yeah. Instead hooks up for a gain out to about our own 39-yard line. First and 10, Jags.
And that was set up by the very first drive when we actually threw that screen to Everett. Now we fake it to him and get Josh on the streak.
Sixth first down of the game for the Jags. First and 10 from our own 39. Our own side of the field, near hash, working left to right. Pistol formation, deep handoff, tucking it away. Ayula 40, dragging a tackler with him. And credit for the solo stop is Austin Wyatt Thayer, the linebacker, 230, lanky guy at 6'5 out of Paradise, California.
We're keeping six in the box for them because what we're doing is splitting trips to the near side, single coverage to the far side, so they don't have an opportunity to put that seventh man in the box.
Their classic 3-3-5. Now they'll creep up and go with a four-man front and two linebackers. It is second and a short six from our own 43 line to make the 49. Now here comes an extra defensive end. Garvin sees it, overloading the right side with running back. Speed option, the quick pitch, Damian traffic. Ducks his head, plowing the legs forward. And that keeps us on schedule as the young man picks up four around the right side, angling to the near boundary. And that'll be third and short now coming up for the Jags, where today we are 0-for-2, though, on third down conversions.
And we bring in the beef. Darius Young will come in actually as a tight end. How about this? You've got Darius Young, number 93, as a tight end, so he is eligible. I don't know if he can catch the ball.
Extra
I mean, like
tackle
physically.
Over.
I know legally he can catch it.
He's the end man on the line, and here's a deep handoff. Cutback running, Deontay Moore. He's got the first down. He's at the 50. Forward progress. If he touched the stripe, only needed the 49-yard line. So the Jags pick up our seventh first down of the game.
But Darius Young, 6'7", 325. You put him at that tight end position and run right behind him. Now Darius will raise his hands, come over to the sideline, and job well done there. Don't want to say little man by any stretch.
Yeah, plowing straight ahead, good push. The pile goes, as do the chains. Everett will work in motion. Across the way now, he's one of three wide receivers left side of the formation. One wide right here as Garvin brings him set. Shotgun snap, gives it inside. Deontay hit a pile, including the backside of our left tackle, Curtis Williams. And the play may have lost about a yard, so we'll be behind the sticks here on second and 11. And that's what they like to get you in on first down, a loss to set up second and long.
And we talked about special teams, J.D. First play of the ball game, you know, Turner Bernard, or first punt of the ball game, I should say, Turner Bernard, their long snapper, was injured. Now he just got carted out of here.
By the way, Chris Lewis is wearing number six tonight. They jump and we stand up and point. How many times have we done that lame brain act? Offensive linemen, if they don't hit you in the neutral zone, you still got to stay set. And this may very well go against us as we came out of our set. Stephen Foster playing pointsy. And this may be a 5-yard mark off on the Jags. It would make it second down and 16. Dead ball foul. Flags came out from the line judge.
A lengthy discussion because they were certainly in the neutral zone, certainly jumped first, but did they jump enough and did they make contact before we stood up?
If they're back before it snapped, you can't jump up and start pointing. They're going to say offsides. That's good news.
Defense, number 54. Whew. Number 54 is in the neutral zone, causing the offense to react. 5-yard penalty, second down.
And that is a total judgment call. But, yeah, in it, as difficult as it is and as easy as it is to say from up here, it's difficult down there when one of those guys are coming at you. But you got to hold that stance.
That is the third penalty on San Diego State now for 25 yards. We've been flagged 3-for-30. It is second and six, line to make their 40. We're across midfield. Garvin, good protection, throws near side. Tyrone Williams caught it, and he'll stretch back out. They'll give him forward progress for a gain of one down to the 45 of San Diego State. quick throw to the near side, and it's been about quick throws. That's been part of the game plan. They blitz from a variety of packages, and Garvin had a quick release right there.
Yeah, they were sending all six in different ways, one coming up the A gap, one coming up the C gap off the left side of the defense. But we did a good job picking up the blitz, and Cole getting rid of the football as quickly as he could. But now we got a third down and four here.
No Xavier Johnson, so a variety of running backs as Milton Ravel now is in the pistol. Linebackers stinking up. It is a four-man front. They're going to different holes here. Third and four is the linebackers' dance. Play clock at three, at two. Garvin, waist-high snap, wants to throw. They bring everybody the catch. Kachara, he's money. And it's a first down as he angled back into his quarterback, defeating the corner who came back inside, DeMonte Casey. And it's another first down for the Jags.
And Casey is all Mountain West Conference. He was a Mountain West Conference Defensive Player of the Year, but Kevin just snuck inside him on the slant. I thought Cole had hung on to it about a half second too long, but able to release it. Not a great throw, but Kevin Kachara, as you said, JD, just money. That's perfect.
3 for 3 on the drive. 5 for 6 on the day for 58 yards is Garvin. The handoff, flea flicker back to him. Wants to throw. He's got his man beat. Kachara in the end zone. He's going to dive for it. Did he hold on? Yes, sir. Touchdown. A strike from 37 yards away. Flea flicker trickeration, and the Jags are back in the end zone.
Some trickeration for the Jags, and Kevin Kachara would find the end zone for the first and only time in his Jaguar career. That drive spanned 8 plays and 75 yards for the Jags to extend their lead to 14-6 over the 19th-ranked team in the country. Fast forward to the second quarter now. San Diego State has scored again to make it a 14-13 lead for the Jags. But Rocky Long's Bear defense holds the Jags to another 3-and-out. That's where we go back to Lab, with the Aztecs looking to take their first lead with 7:31 left to go in the second quarter.
Here, they'll start at their own 19 after a great kick and roll off the right foot of Brandon McKee. McKee out of Cumming, Georgia, a senior. They'll go under center. Chapman, who is only 1 for 5 throwing, will turn and pitch. This is Pumphrey, tucks it away, makes one man miss. Wrangles, and that's actually Rashad Penny. They'll angle out across the 25 near the 26, and now they are on schedule. They like to pick up good yardage on first down. And that'll put it out now. The 27, they say, is where the knee hit. It'll be second down at about 3, 3.5.
And the first time that we've seen the motion man go in motion toward the line and then crack back on one of our defensive ends. And that's what helped create the hole, although we missed a tackle in the backfield.
Penny still the running back behind the fullback. Man in motion, under center Chapman. Tight end left, misdirection handoff. Big hole for Penny, still on his feet. And we hit him low, but he's already out of the 40-yard line as he'll gash for 13 yards and an Aztec first down. Their ground game is picking up steam as now they're near 120 yards of offense. Well, again, Rashad Penny, the backup, getting it done.
Yeah, Rashad Penny is you know, I hate to say as good as Pumphrey, but has many of the same characteristics. And, you know, their blocking has been much better here this series. And they get into that second level, they're very, very dangerous.
One wide out to the right side. Now he comes in motion. Play action fake, looking to throw. Down he goes, ball is fumbled. He is hit, and the ball is loose, and the Jags pounce. In come the officials, and the Jags say they have it. Kalen Jackson caused it on play action, but the Jag defense not coming off the field yet. They are unpiling them back at about the 29, and it's Jag football. The Jags defense has caused a turnover on what would have been our first.
The Jags would cause the first of 3 fumbles in the game for San Diego State. This one recovered by one of the best names in Jaguar football history, North Texas transfer Sir Calvin Wallace. Unfortunately, the turnover wouldn't lead to points, and San Diego State would knock in a 34-yard field goal to take their first lead 16-14 over the Jags going to halftime. We move ahead to the third quarter, where South Alabama would look quickly to take back the lead.
Cole Garvin, first half, 9 of 13, a pick and a touchdown, 120 yards, was sacked 3 times. Pistol formation, Tyrese is the running back from our own 18, first and 10. Just between the hashes, 4 receivers set, and the handoff, Tyrese will run and plow up near the 20. It is a gain only of 2 that time. Had a good push there by Steve McKenzie. A wall of defensive linemen and linebackers were there to drop him. It'll be 2nd and 8 here, South Alabama.
And we mentioned Calvin Munson in the pregame, the Nagurski, the Bednarik, the Butkus watch list, and he has played up to his billing tonight. playing a middle linebacker at this point, but again, they move all over in that box.
Three dangerous wideouts to the near side. That's the right side of the formation for Garvin. We work left to right here on second and long. Garvin slips the running back now to his shoulder. He'll step up and block. Deep drop to throw. Behind coverage, here's Everett over the shoulder, grab 50 down the near sideline. He's going to go to the 30. Gerald Everett out racing, and he's going to dive to the pylon. Touchdown, South Alabama, that quickly on a heave by Garvin.
How in the world did Gerald
Quick indeed, as South Alabama needed just 52 seconds to respond. With future second-round draft pick Gerald Everett outrunning the defense for 79 yards for a touchdown. In his two career games versus San Diego State, Everett would finish with a total of 13 receptions, 267 yards, and two touchdowns. Everett's 79-yard score remains the longest passing touchdown in South Alabama football history. South Alabama back on top now, 21-16, but it wouldn't last for long, as San Diego State would march 11 plays and 90 yards later in the quarter and convert a two-point conversion to reclaim a 24-21 lead. We go to the fourth quarter, and that's where the Jags turned on the gas, and that's where we rejoin the action.
Second and two from our own 49. Now working right to left, first play fourth quarter. Tyree sets to the right shoulder. Cole turns and hands. Tyrese will get the first and more. He's still on his feet, breaking it inside the 45, rumbling to the 44 of the Aztecs. Move those sticks. Jags picking up our 16th first down at a crucial time.
Well, Stephen Foster, Noah Fisher on the right side making nice blocks, but Steve McKenzie also getting up late, but after making a nice block, and Tyrese had all sorts of room to run, moves the sticks. Now we're at their 44-yard line with 14-40 and counting in this ballgame.
Tyrone Williams, single coverage across the way. He's only got one catch tonight. He was our hero last week. Now their regular 3-3 look, nickel package. First and 10 Jags from their 44. We work right to left from that far right side hash mark. Play clock at 3-2. Joey Jones, timeout. Cole Garvin was looking for the play to be relayed down, but it never got there.
Time
because
out.
We've been trying to look at their formation.
South Alabama,
and here now they go with their traditional 3-3-5, and we didn't like it. Team onto the field, same defensive setup for Rocky Long's Aztec defense, the 3-3-5. Now here comes the defensive end on first and 10. Quick throw, McGee got it just shy of the turf, and then he's body slammed at the 40.
Yep.
And this is going to be a horse collar personal foul. McGee went down viciously, and he's been playing with an injury. He caught it, spun at the 40, then was slammed down. Solar plexus first, picked up four. As Gordon Soleaf, the old Mid-Continental Championship Wrestling, would have called it.
You've been dying to get a wrestling
horse collar.
Plug. That's what I was trying
penalty.
To get. Thank you, Lori.
And it is a 15-yarder.
Yeah.
And that is their eighth now for 75 yards against the Aztecs.
Well, I knew he was outweighed by the defender, but Austin Wyatt Thayer, 230 pounds against McGee. But I didn't think he was outweighed that much. The only way he could have been thrown to the turf like that is through the horse collar.
Trips left. That's the narrow side of the field. It goes Everett, McGee, Kachara. Will give instead. Dami Ayula waits for a hole. Stutter step forward, leaning for about a yard on first and 10. It'll make it second and 9. He tried to squirt through in between Foster and Dominic Esposito, our guard and center off the right side, respectively.
Certainly we want to be talking about 7 points here, but just where we are in the football game, where we are on the field, we are in field goal range at this point.
So an injured linebacker comes off late, and they jump off again with contact. He was coming through unabated, so I think despite us jumping, that was still offside on San Diego State. I could be wrong, which would be the second time in the last 6 years.
Stephen Foster is the one that jumped up, but it jumped up because a blitz was coming at him huge. Yep.
Offside. Defense number 57. Number 57 was in the neutral zone, causing the offense to react. 5 yard penalty. Second down.
13:46 to go in the third. Jags down three, and that's now penalty number 9 on San Diego State.
And I would venture to say 7 of them, or 6 of them at least, have been offside penalties because, again, we're throwing off their timing. They're not used to that. All those West Coast offense guys do it on a particular count. We're not doing it.
They've been averaging 94 yards in penalties, so this is kind of status quo for them. Second and 4, straight drop into the pocket, the throw over the middle dangerously there, dropping in his curl was a linebacker, trying to force it again to Everett, and that one almost intercepted at the 7. It is incomplete, bringing up third and 4 as the Jags now will try to convert, having now converted 6 of 11 on third down conversions, and we are just a hair in their red zone. Now remember, we are only one of three in the red zone. The Jags had that interception that killed a drive down near the 10 in the first half.
Lucky that Malik Smith is a DB, not a receiver.
Two wides either way. Dami Ayula now the running back. And they're going to bring the house here. Our wideouts are split, so they're on an island. Cole Garvin, quick release, throw, caught. Here's McGee, 10, center step in. Angles back outside, and he's got the first down. Matching up outside, crossing pattern on twin receiver set. The safety, Cameron Kelly, saved a touchdown. And the Jags are working now. Should be first and goal at the 10-yard line. And they'll put the sticks down. And the Jags now with a fresh set of downs, trying to retake the lead, trailing by three early in the fourth quarter.
When you bring the house and it's coming at you, you've got to have a quick pass. And that's what we had, a quick route, quick pass by Garvin to McGee.
Kuchera McGee wide right. The wing kind of hiding out left side is Everett. Garvin's going to bring him in motion to the right side of the formation. Eyeing the end zone left, play clock at 7-6. Deontay Moore, handoff, right side, can't get away. And that linebacker came in untouched, sprinting from the backside just to slow him down. And that play only got back to the line of scrimmage. So now it'll be second and goal from the 10-yard line.
Clock winding down to 12:37 left in the ballgame.
Gavin Patterson warming up. Gavin on the year 6 of 9. Well within his range. A field goal would tie it here, but we're still early in the fourth quarter. And Deontay Moore will stay in as a running back.
Tyrone Williams and Gerald Everett both split off to the far side.
McGee and Kuchera split left. Four receivers set from just between the hashes. At the 10 of San Diego State, Moore right shoulder, low snap, picked up. Cole Garvin, quick throw. This is caught, bobbled out of the back, incomplete. But the flag thrown right at our offensive lineman. Could be a hole that backs us up. If they decline, it'll be third. If they don't, it'll be second down and 20. And they're looking over at their sideline. This is going to go against the Jags.
Holding. Offense number 76. 10-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
And now we have 8 flags for 63. That one against the center, our junior, Dominic Esposito.
Well, the thing is, too, Cole threw it into double coverage. That's where I muttered, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And I thought that might get picked off in the end zone again.
Hey, it makes the field bigger right here.
Sure.
So a little more room to work here. If you want to get it to a playmaker across the middle, maybe a post corner. McGee is the inside receiver to the near side. We've seen him make a great catch against Mississippi State, same formation. Moore, offset, and Cole Garvin's going to look his way. And it's the post corner to McGee. Up in coverage, he'll hold it in. McGee, he held on. Touchdown! Touchdown! Josh McGee, great hands, great throw. Cole Garvin delivering a strike. At the 11:58
on an identical route from the win at Mississippi State earlier in the season, Josh McGee is money from 20 yards out, and the Jags punch right back at number 19 San Diego State and lead once again 28-24. The Aztecs, now facing a 4th-and-3, would have to punt, and that's where we rejoin the broadcast with just under 9 minutes left to go in the game.
Matching up with the wide receiver, Micah Holder. And it's going to be 4th-and-4. Punting situation, Rocky Long deploying the special teams. Here comes Tanner Blaine.
And again, great coverage because he had Kalen Jackson from behind, Daryl Sanji up front. Sanji able to get the big paw out there. And so now, assuming we can field this punt effectively, we're going to have a chance to put some distance between us and them.
Dami Ayula stands at his own 15. It snapped over his head. This ball is sailing. This ball is rolling at the 10. Over the punter's head. He's going to cover it at the 3-yard line. Bad snap. The Jags up 4. Have it in the red zone. First and goal. Special teams mistakes continue to plague these two programs.
Unbelievable. A terrible snap. Goes all the way back to the 3-yard line now.
This is the backup. Remember, the starting center was hurt earlier, so that is the backup deep snapper for San Diego State.
So now here's the deal, though, JD, and this is very important. Up 28-24, obviously you don't want to turn your nose up at a field goal, but you've got to punch this one in here. You've been given a golden opportunity inside the 5-yard line, first and goal at the 3. This has to be 7 points right here.
Jags are up 4. Would put us up 2 scores, 8:43 remaining. Every possession crucial. Kevin Kuchera split wide right, McGee wide left. We're working between the hash marks, just a hair inside where we normally snap for an extra point at the three. Pistol formation, Garvin is deep. Now sets the running back, Ayula, left shoulder. Turns, hands, cross buck, dances, stutter step to the one he'll go, stretching the football out. Lyman thought he got there, but the knee came down just at the one-yard line, if not inside. Let's check in. Tommy Hicks, our sideline reporter.
Guys, they are just all jacked up here. That's our backup center, their snapper, that threw it back there, and because 50 was the guy that got hurt before. But this team is wired, and they got to have seven here. Just like Pat said, we've got to have seven, not three.
Play clock at 15. We'll bring them set at the line. Cole Garvin eyeing the end zone left, trying to add to a four-point lead here on the fourth. Shotgun snap. Damey, huge hole, right side.
The second bad snap of the game for San Diego State. And South Alabama now leads 35-24 with 8 minutes left to go in the game. That is where we join the Aztec offense as they try to regroup and keep their winning streak alive.
First and 10, Wells the tight end in motion. To Wyatt's right, Pumphrey the handoff, and he's got a big hole. He's in space, cuts back to the middle, and he'll gash 14 yards out across the 40 to the 43. This defense, I know it's time to be jubilant and be happy. You're up 11, but you got to slam the door shut on them and get a stop.
There's no doubt about it. They can score in a hurry, and they will score in a hurry.
Truxton and Holder, the two wides left. One wide out to the right side of the formation. That's the near side. They're going to go to Pumphrey again. We over-pursue. He cuts back. Hold a punishing blow by Kalen Jackson. Coming on through, helmet to helmet. The play will pick up three. It'll be second down and seven.
Well, and because of the way they run their offense, and again, because they can score so quickly, you know, you would think down 11 with 8 minutes to go, they got to put it in the air. That's not how San Diego State works. They get their yards on the ground, so the ground game certainly not out of the mix here, as we've seen, two consecutive running plays.
7:08, 7:07, play clock at 14 as they'll go under center. One offset running back behind Chapman. From the near hash, straight deep drop, turn, sets his shoulders. He's under duress. He's going to roll right, and he's going to come to the near sideline, pick up the first down, and then he is pushed out with pursuit out there by Sir Calvin Wallace. But that will give him a fresh set of downs in Jag territory. A scrambling quarterback running for his life will get to the 45 of South Alabama.
Well, he had big Randy Allen coming in from behind. So Christian did a good job of just getting out and, as you said, running for his life. We didn't have anybody there on the left side of the defense. He was able to find the yard marker and get beyond it.
Two wides go out of the game, so now a fullback and deep tailback under center. Man in motion, Chapman, crossbuck handoff. Pumphrey underneath submarines for a couple of yards. How about Daryl Sanji? Yep. He is pumped. He came in, filled his gap. The linebacker met him head on. He went underneath Sanji. Otherwise, he may be seeing stars and thinking it's Monday.
Again, Daryl Sanji, he had his coming out party last week with 9 tackles against Nicholls State and doing a good job tonight at that middle linebacker spot.
Devon Earl, Nigel Lawrence are the safeties. Two linebackers, 4-man front for the Jags on second and long. Deep, deep drop. They'll throw far side, wide open. This is the fullback lumbering up the far sideline. Enough for the first down as they'll hook up with the junior Nick Bodden across the way, and he'll rumble down to the 32-yard line of South Alabama. Here comes Zach Beffert back in on the defensive front.
Boy, yeah, the double blitz coming up the A-gap. Just couldn't get there in time. And Bodden, not one of their favorite receivers, but found all sorts of room and was able to get the first down. Now they're at the 32-yard line. Now understand, too, this is four-down territory, obviously.
5:33, clock moving. Quick snap. Three-step drop, looking left. This one thrown. This one is high in the air, caught, but I think he came down out of bounds on a penalty play. Were we offsides? They come in to converge and have a quick conversation. We looked very close. They're pointing, though, South Alabama at San Diego State, and now their offensive linemen have their hands out, and I think this is going against the Aztecs.
Ineligible receiver downfield on a pass. Offense number 88. The ball was caught beyond the line of scrimmage. 5-yard penalty, repeat first down.
Which 88 is a tight end, and you think he's eligible. The problem is it's not his fault. It's more than likely the receiver's fault, right, who covered up and came up out of the line, rendering him ineligible if he's standing on the line.
Yes, if you got the tight end on your side and you're the wide out, you've got to get off the line. Otherwise, that tight end is not eligible to either catch a pass or to go downfield.
First and 15, penalty yardage marks him back to the 37. Straight eye behind the quarterback, Chapman. Holder is the man in motion. Deep drop handoff. Pumphrey stopped. Gang tackle. Line of scrimmage, and that's it. Listen to these crowd. What a stop there against Pumphrey. He's got over 100, 151 on his 25th carry there. One touchdown tonight. He's been the highlight of their offense, though, as Chapman is 11 of 16 for 137. 280 yards total to our 326. Jags lead by 11, 4:57 to go. Backs are split, shotgun snap. Looking, comeback catch made, but short of the marker. That's going to be third down and manageable for them as he stepped out of bounds, 2 yards shy. Caught across the way by Arik Judge, the senior from San Diego. That's only his 11th grab of the year, first one tonight. And just above his average of 10.6 per catch. And now back into the lineup comes Sean Grayer, Tyree Turner. Sir Callan Wallace will replace Befford on the defensive front. We've got to get lined up. They'll go up the middle. It ball's loose. It is fumbled ahead. I believe he got on it. Here come the Jags. It's loose. It is scooped, though. Here comes Devon Earl out of the pile. It is not whistled dead. Devon Earl on the return to the 30, the 20. There is a flag back at the 35, likely after the play. And Devon Earl is going to streak to the end zone with the Jags having two players.
Devon Earl always had a knack for being in the right place at the right time, as his 80-yard scoop and score was not only his third career fumble recovery for a touchdown, it's also the longest in school history. Earl's touchdown was the nail in the coffin, as South Alabama would win by the final 42-24 on national television over the 19th-ranked San Diego State Aztecs, ending the second-longest winning streak in the country. This has been Jag Nation Rewind, presented by Godfather's Pizza. Join us next time as we relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Go Jags!